Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Welcome to the Carrie and Tommy podcast, where excitement's a given. You know what's not exciting? Health insurance. But NIB's trying to spice things up. NIB, as exciting as health insurance gets. Visit nib.com.au to get the scoop. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it. Your Monday afternoon. How are we?
Oh, still in the middle of Swiftie Mania.
Yeah.
Swiftie Mum.
Same, but Fringe Mania.
How were your gigs?
Opening shows at Adelaide Fringe were great. I got another couple of weeks in this beautiful part of the world. Come on down to the gardens and see my show. I would love to see you there. The people that came so far, rowdy, they bought gifts, they were fun.
How does your crowd compare to a Swiftie crowd, do you think?
Same. Oh, sorry, older. Definitely older.
For Swiftie or you?
For me.
You. Oh, there's a lot of mums, though, in the Swiftie crowd.
Didn't you take your kids?
Yeah, I'm old, aren't I?
Yeah, but sorry, you're saying how was the crowd? It was
without
the kids.
Yes, sorry, but I'm saying there was a lot of older people at Swiftie. Yes.
But you said how was the crowd comparison. Yeah, there weren't kids.
Does anyone ever bring kids to your show?
Sometimes. Cool parents.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do they regret
it? Or irresponsible ones.
Yeah. Sometimes I go like this, oh, don't worry. He's heard everything. And then halfway through, they're like, he hasn't heard everything. He's heard a lot more than I thought was everything.
Even I've learned things today.
Yeah. I didn't even know what some of those words were. Because apart from Swiftie Mania and Fringe Mania, let's not forget that, there's been some other mania going on.
What?
Across the news. You know how you usually, of the two of us, are the headline grabber.
No, what have you done?
I've been sneaking some headlines. I mean, not sneaking, stealing. I didn't even know they were happening. But that's what happens with the power of a newsmaker like me. I don't even know I'm doing it and people are talking about it. I'll tell you next.
Carrie and Tommy. I'll
tell you what, this show, because we have been
Why has your voice dropped an octave?
Because it's serious
Russell?
Stuff. We have been making headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Fresh.
You heard it here first as it was happening.
Breaking news.
From.
No, this one's actually recent, I promise.
With the big dog.
Now, as you know, you are usually the headline grabber, the newsmaker of the two of us. Well, guess what? The big dogs.
What's happened?
I didn't even know, but everyone's been talking about the big dog.
What a tune. I've just discovered that there is Willow, Will Smith's daughter.
Yep.
I had no idea. I'm going to go look up her back catalogue.
That's some
now.
Breaking news for Carrie.
When's that song out?
Maybe 10 years ago,
yeah,
I reckon.
That long ago.
Yeah. Long time. We would have played it a lot when we were still doing this show. We would have played that song a lot.
Would we?
I reckon, yeah. So here's the thing, right? As you know, I tried on some luscious long locks last week for the show just to see what I would look like.
Because you want to grow your hair out. And so you got a wig maker in. LC Wigs came in and they fitted you with a pretty lifelike long hair wig.
Yeah. Real human hair. And, the news articles have been going nuts. It's gone across Seven News.
Seven News is in the, like.
Yeah, the print version. Tommy Little doesn't look like this anymore. Comedian shocks as he unveils jaw-dropping transformation.
Oh, because you did post a series of pics. Yeah. The last one was frightening.
Yes. This is from another news space. Comedian Tommy Little unveils shock new look.
Oh.
Yes. And the articles, to say they're complimentary would be a stretch. But anyway.
The comments or the articles themselves aren't complimentary.
A little of both. In one, it says that I tried a bold new look and I completed it with a rugged 5 o'clock shadow, which is quite nice.
Did you feel rugged?
I felt very rugged. I also love that it says in this, it is not clear exactly why Little was donning the wig in the first place. And others knew, he said, clearly Little was having fun with the wig, but some fans genuinely seemed to think this was his real hair.
Oh.
Yes, others knew it wasn't and begged him not to grow his hair anytime soon. Then it went into some of the comments. No, one follower wrote. Oh, my God, why? Spewy foes wrote another. Oh. Definitely no to all, said a third. And last one, can't unsee this. That was from just one of them.
Oh, that's so hurtful.
I know. And then it says here that I seem to have a receding hairline in one of the pictures.
Well, that was the one, the bald one you posted.
Yes, because I pulled the wig right back. You know, yes. It doesn't mention that was on purpose in the thing, just that it seemed I have a receding hairline. Another comment said, all three of these weirdly look like you're an intern, but at different kinds of companies. Can't explain it. And then finally, another follower was a bit more blunt. My eyes are burning, she said.
Oh, that's so, I really liked it. I think you should do it. I'm all for it. And I think it was a breath of fresh air. I do.
You?
Yeah.
Thought that?
Yeah. I think to ignore the haters there. I think that's really unfair.
These haters were the nicest comments I got.
Well,
do you remember
it.
What you said at the time?
No, I think I was on board.
Well, yeah, let's have
your
a
listen. New hairstyle. Wowzers. Tommy's clearly getting old with his midlife crisis hair situation.
I just think keep it as is. That's my feedback.
You said it all sucks.
It did. And it does. But good luck with it.
Is that you being on board?
And not liking it that much.
Wowzers was sort of positive.
Wowzers, I know. That's impactful at least.
Oh, nah. Yeah. You do you know.
This is too late for that.
But at least you got the headlines.
This is
true. At least you got
but
headlines.
You had to trump me again, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because you knew that I was making headlines.
Yeah.
And
I
you
am
got
wondering.
Jealous.
I know the thing you're talking about. Yeah. And I'm wondering if with my headlines, I may in fact make it into the next series of The Kardashians.
Do you reckon?
Maybe.
What headlines are we talking about? Mm-hmm. We'll tell ya next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Any relationship news you want to let the team know about?
No, not that I know of.
Really? Because I would consider us all to be quite a close-knit unit, and yet it appears you've been keeping something from us.
What have I kept from you?
Would you like me to read out the headlines, of which I have numerous? This is from thenews.com. Travis Barker spotted with Carrie Bickmore on V-Day. That's Valentine's Day. Kourtney Kardashian absent. This is from NY. That's New York, breaking.com.
New York. It's not from New York. Did it go to New York?
NYbreaking.com. Where's Kourtney? Carrie Bickmore sends Blink-182 fans wild after taking a photo with Travis Barker at Sydney's Luna Park. This is from some other website at .com. This was a global one. Travis Barker spotted with Carrie Bickmore on V-Day. Kourtney Kardashian absent. Travis Barker with Aussie star Carrie Bickmore on Valentine's Day. Where's Kourtney? Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker spotted with Aussie star. It keeps going on. Where's Kourtney? What were you doing with Travis Barker of Blink-182 fame without Kourtney Kardashian on Valentine's Day?
It's a very good question.
Well, we would like answers, please, Carrie.
Well, first of all, my work was a success. Judging by all those articles there, my plan worked.
Did it?
Do you want to hear my plan?
Absolutely.
So have you got images to go along with those articles?
I assume it's to bed a member of Blink-182. Was that your plan?
I mean, to be fair, I don't know many of the members of Blink-182.
Well, you know one quite well, according to their articles of the world.
So have you seen pictures that go along with those articles?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So earlier, I think it was late last year.
Yes.
Hamish Blake and Zoe Foster-Blake had a party.
Yes.
And it was a dress-up party. And like a lot of the country.
I was invited.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wasn't. And a lot of the country, like me, followed along online. And I watched the photos after the party. And as I was flicking through, I saw Travis Barker. Well, I thought I saw Travis Barker from Blink-182 in the pictures. And I thought, oh, how was Travis at the party? And then on closer inspection, I also follow Hugh Van Carlenberg.
Great man.
The great resilience project man.
Yep.
We've had on this show many, many times. And then I saw in his Instagram the same picture and I thought, oh, he's got the same picture of Travis Barker. And then I was like, oh, my God, that's not Travis Barker. It was Hugh Van Carlenberg.
In costume,
dressed up as Travis Barker.
Right.
But he looked so much like Travis Barker. I've spent most of my summer, I don't know why, but showing anyone the look and how much Hugh Van Carlenberg looked like Travis Barker.
Oh, my gosh.
Then all of a sudden I noted that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker were in town and my little brain was like, oh, my God, I should get Hugh Van Carlenberg to dress up as Travis Barker and then we'll hit the town. I didn't think through, producers organised the day. We didn't think through the Valentine's Day bit, but that was genius. But that
just happened to land.
It just happened to land on Valentine's Day. But I was like, what if we went about town and, you know, would people think we're trying to record like a duet together or a,
sorry? No, they didn't. I've got all the news articles here.
No, but that's all.
Did that come up in any of them?
No. Not one. Not one.
And I thought, I wonder if,
would people think they're getting back together and doing a new version of the project?
I just thought, could I fool anyone into thinking that guy? And so then I posted a picture on my Instagram of me, because we had all these, okay, I'll step you through how the day went, okay? First of all, I rock up, we're in the back of a car, and Travis, aka, well, Hugh, aka Travis, arrives and he's fully tatted up, right? Arm sleeves, tats all around his neck.
A man who usually has none.
A man that usually has none, clean cut. And this was me seeing him for the first time.
So we're in the back of a car. I keep going to say with Travis Scott. It's not Travis Scott.
No.
It's Travis Barker. It's not even Travis Barker. And it's Hugh Van Kylenberg.
Yeah. And I keep calling him Travis Baker. And it's not Travis.
You need to know your own name.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, so you're looking good. I'm not sure I'm looking up close. So I've only seen you through pictures, and through pictures you looked a lot like Travis Barker. You've got a skull cap that I can clearly see. I'm concerned.
This is not... So I dressed up as Travis Barker for Hamish and Zoe's party end of last year, and it took me 20 minutes, and it just worked. I was like, oh my gosh, I look so much like him.
Yeah.
And when you guys asked me to do this, I went, yeah, easy, I can do that. I spent an hour last night, and I look nothing like him today.
Did you wear the skull cap to the party? Because I saw photos of you and it looked convincing, but this is the worst skull cap I've ever seen. In fact, I think I need to trim the bag.
Did I tell you what happened when I first got to Hamish and Zoe's party?
No.
Like how good my costume was?
Yeah.
So when I arrived, my costume was so good that Hamish... So during the day, I was on the phone to Hamish and I didn't know his kids were in the car and I swore. And he goes, whoa, kids in the car.
And you wouldn't think Hugh Van Kylenberg would swear, so I'd understand that he wouldn't think to give you a warning before that there were kids in the car.
So Hamish thought he was safe, exactly. So I swore Hamish, whoa, kids in the car, and that happened. Get to the party that night, and I walked in, and I was with Ryan and Jam, a couple of friends, and Hamish said, g'day, Ryan, g'day, Jam, and he completely ignored me. And I was like, oh, I think he's angry about the swearing in the car.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on, did he know what you were coming as?
No.
Okay, right.
And then Zoe saw me, and Zoe ignored me as well. And I went, hey, and she goes, hi, and sort of kept walking. And I went, oh, my God, they're so angry about the swearing in the car. It was like half an hour. I was so stressed. Like, they're genuinely angry at me. I'm at their party. This is terrible. And then Hamish sort of walked past me a bit later, and he goes, oh, my God, I just realised who you are. I am so sorry. I was like, who is this person that Zoe's invited? I don't know who this person is, but he scares me.
It's concerning that they didn't immediately think it's Travis Barker if it wasn't you.
Wow.
So he didn't look that convincing.
But in the photo I've seen.
Well, that's interesting. So then we spent the morning together out and about in town. And what happened with that morning, I will tell you up next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, big show still to come. But right now we're in the middle of me telling you all about my morning, my Valentine's Day morning spent with Bling.
And Travis Barker.
Blink-182's Travis Barker. How did it all go down? You'll find out next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
All right, so I'm in the middle of telling you about my Valentine's Day morning.
Travis Barker.
Go and have a look online at Hugh Van Kylenberg. He's from the Resilience Project, an awesome motivational speaker. Yep. Great guy. He went to a party at Hamish, Blake and Zoe's house last year, and I saw pictures online and I thought, he went as Travis Barker, and it was uncanny how much he looked like Travis Barker. Yep. Full tatted up, bald head. He just looked like him.
Yep.
Glasses, everything. So I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I get him to dress up like that when Travis is in town with Kourtney Kardashian, which they are at the moment, Blink-182, and get about town and see if I can get written up hanging out with Travis Barker.
It's made worldwide news everywhere. Travis Barker spotted with Carrie Bickmore on V-Day. Kourtney Kardashian absent.
So what did we do with our morning? This is where it was a bit strange. And this is where we'd spent too much time in team meetings trying to work out what would Carrie and Travis get up to.
Mm.
And somehow...
trying to be in character.
Somehow we landed on going tandem bike riding.
Yeah, very Travis.
And then going for a cup of coffee and then going to Luna Park on a roller coaster was the three things we were going to do with our morning.
So all the small things.
All the small things are done. We took with us producer Sammy, who played the role as the Pap, and he just spent the whole morning with the camera taking photos, following us around, mm-hmm. going, you know, Travis, look over here, Travis. In fact, I think we have some audio. So this, you've got to paint the picture. We're trying to go somewhere busy. There was no one around. So we're just wobbling around on a tandem bike and then going to have a coffee.
Yep.
And there is not a soul to be seen, but Sammy still stayed in character the entire time mm-hmm. as the Pat.
Travis, give us a smile, mate.
What's up, man?
How's Melbourne?
Melbourne's great. I love Melbourne.
Travis, where's Courtney?
Good question.
Where's Courtney?
Just in the hotel, dude.
How's the first show last night?
It was good, thanks.
Travis, you a full-frame guy or are you oatmeal?
Wink 182, baby.
That's the shot, Travis. That's nice, Gary. Get 8 hours sleep last night, Travis. How's the concert? Rock those drums, Travis. Hey, your bike.
Mate, can you leave us alone?
Are you on a tandem bike? The first time being on a tandem, is it, Travis?
What does that mean?
Can I just say my highlight then? And Sammy, it sounded like you did great work.
He did really good work.
My real highlight of Sammy then was the question, are you on a tandem bike? When I assume the two of you at this point were on a tandem bike, that's hard hitting paparazzi.
He was
journalism.
So annoying.
Way to get the scoop.
I actually wanted him to go away. Like he was
real. I
know,
I could tell in your voice. That wasn't acting.
Now, you should see all the pictures that were taken. There's photos of us like all around town. There's photos of us having coffee. There's photos of us, you know, near Luna Park. There's photos. Yeah. Anyway, it was a really funny morning. We got to the roller coaster and I ran out of time to go on the roller coaster. So we went all the way into Luna Park and then we never could get onto the roller coaster. But then I was like, I wonder if anybody will think that was Travis Barker. And then we looked online and later that day, all the articles started popping up where people genuinely believed and the picture I posted.
American news sites.
Well, then I was thinking, what have we got on the Kardashians?
Oh my God.
Because in the back, I purposely posted a pic of him in the background quite far back because up close.
You didn't want to see the skull cap?
Well, up close, the tats look like a four-year-old's gotten tats and stuck them all around her neck. It was a very different.
Around her neck?
Well, like got them and put them around their neck.
Right, it was
when Hugh went as Travis Barker to the party, I think he did a much better job than the version he rocked up.
I've seen the photos because he still looks pretty good.
Go to our socials. We're going to put them all there. But I'm interested to know how things have unfolded for Hugh himself.
Oh, the centre of essentially a worldwide news story.
Yes. Shall we chat to him up next?
Right.
Gary and Tommy.
Will I make it in an episode of The Kardashians? That's the question. Not just me, but the wonderful Hugh Van Carlenberg from The Resilience Project. He dressed up as Travis Barker to go to a party last year. And he looked so much like him that I thought, what if when Travis Barker's in town with Kourtney Kardashian, I dress him up like Travis Barker. We get about town, which we did on a tandem bike with a pretend pap.
Yep.
Went to Luna Park. Had fun together. I posted a pic and thought, let's see what happens. And then the articles began.
Worldwide news because
we happened to do it on Valentine's Day, which was not planned.
And they're all asking, where's Kourtney?
I mean, that's success to me. Yep. We achieved what we wanted. We fooled people. But how did it feel for Hugh? He joins us on the line now. Welcome, Travis.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a lovely welcome. I have to say, I was riding around in a tandem bike with Carrie Bickmore dressed as Travis Barker. It's probably not something I ever envisioned happening in my life, but I was stoked that it was actually happening.
I just loved how committed you were to it. So you really took on the persona of Travis. I think we've got a little bit of you here, you yelling out to people. And to keep in mind, there wasn't a lot of people around. Sometimes you were just talking to yourself. This was you.
What's up, man? Blink 182. Rock. This ain't easy. Hey, man. Hi. Take it easy. What's up, man? Take it easy.
Melbourne's great. I love Melbourne. Just having my coffee, dude. Love Melbourne.
Blink 182, baby.
It's Travis Barker.
If you say your name enough, you might convince people that it's you.
Hugh, I need to know. Obviously, you decided on your phrases. What's up, man, being one of them, and take it easy. Was that research based, or did that just hit you at the time?
As we were going along the bike, I realised we're going to have to talk to people. And I thought, what would a drummer say? And for some reason, take it easy was the first thing I thought a drummer might say. I don't know why. I should have said something more, I don't know, like.
Hello?
Standard greeting. I thought take it easy was, I don't know, like I felt I was trying really hard because when I did dress up as Travis Barker at the dress up party, I really accidentally really nailed it, so much so that the host didn't recognise me and were a bit like, who's this guy walking around our house? We don't know who he is.
Yeah, Hamish and Zoe didn't know that you were Travis Barker and thought you were random at their party and it was you.
Yeah, I had actually been on the phone to Hamish during the day and I swore wait, so I was talking to him and he was in the car and I swore and he went, whoa, 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 kids in the car. And I didn't know the kids were there. And then that night when I got there, Hamish was kind of ignoring me and I thought, oh no, what have I done? This must be the swearing in the car thing.
Yep.
But then half an hour later, he went, oh, sorry, I just realized who you are. I'm sorry, I didn't know. So he just thought I was like a thug, basically walking around his house.
And did you tell him to take it easy?
So anyway, I should have left. But as Carrie and I get around the bike, I was like, I feel like I didn't quite nail the tattoos like I did.
No, the tattoos, the last time they looked really like they could have been his. This time they looked like he went down to the $2 shop and found this random hodgepodge mix of tats and then put them around your neck.
That's exactly what I did, Gary, because last time the tattoos lasted 4 days. I couldn't get them off and I had some
You had to go do a corporate gig after our thing, so we had to get the tats off within like 10 minutes.
Once again, did you open the show with, what's up, man?
So when I was on the bike getting around to the tandem bike, I was thinking, I don't look like Travis Barker. I've got to sound like him. And I'll be honest, I panicked and started saying, what's up, take it easy. And I don't know why I did that.
What about the bit where you heard me? I was actually calling out because I was on the back of the bike. No, I was on the front of the bike. Where was I? On the front. And I called out to our producer, Pip, and I called her babe. But Hugh thought I was now calling him babe. So for the next 5 minutes, every sentence started babe, babe. And I said, we're not like, I'm not your babe. He's like, what? I said, I think you need to stop calling
me. It is very confusing, though. It's Valentine's Day. Hugh's a character. You're on a tandem bike. Yeah. If you're not his babe, who are you?
Well, did you see, Hugh, the stories that popped up?
So a friend of mine sent me a message. He was joking. He jokingly said, is this you? And I said, it was a picture of you and me at Luna Park where one of the news people had said, where's Courtney? I can't believe Travis Barker and Carrie Bickmore hanging out together.
On Valentine's Day.
So I wrote back to him and said, yeah, it is. It is me. And he wrote, ha ha. And I said, no, it is. That is actually me. And he wrote back, no, it's not. And I went, okay, it's not then. Take it easy, man.
Well, I thank you so much for taking
part.
Hang on,
sorry. Before we let Hugh go, I do have one more question about your choices of things that you were saying to people. We've covered What's Up, Man, and Take It Easy. The point where I think you really were reaching was when you just started saying Blink-182 to people.
Well, I thought people might be thinking, that can't be. And I thought if I say Blink-182, they'll go, it is. He knows his band.
I think we should try and get Travis Barker on, get an interview with him and introduce Travis Barker to the other Travis Barker, because I think you could get work being his, like, what do you call it? Like his stunt double.
What's going to be really hard is we're not going to be able to get Travis Barker, so now Hugh's going to have to play both characters, one being
like, you've heard me. I can do it. I'm up for this. You've heard me. I'm very good.
Blink-182.
Well, the other thing, just very quick, I have to say a huge apology, Carrie. The way the bike was positioned, my hands, every time we turned the corner, I was just touching your bottom.
You were.
I still feel terrible.
Were you touching Valentine? Were you touching Babe's bottom?
I was a lot.
Take it easy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, we got some trips to give away.
We do. Ooh. Adelaide Fringe time. Come with your mates and have a laugh.
Yes, in the gardens, we are broadcasting live and you could be coming with us.
But you know how we were talking about Friday night, Taylor Swift, obviously her first show in Australia, and how many people were scammed and couldn't get into the G, couldn't get into any of these shows that she's doing because they've been scammed. I have a story about being scammed.
Yeah.
Happened to me. I'm going to tell you about it next.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Swift mania sweeping the country.
Swania.
Swania sweeping the country.
Be careful.
I got the pleasure of going on Friday night and, God, it was pure joy. It was just a spectacle.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Very long. My five-year-old lasted a good, I reckon, half to three quarters of a way through.
Do you want to quickly take a bet on how early Carrie left?
No way.
Quite early.
Too big a crowd. So I reckon
three songs early.
I was going to say three songs in.
Oh, three songs in.
I didn't leave three
but
songs in.
But then posted about it heaps and a bit delayed.
Paid someone to stay, take a bunch of photos.
Yeah, I've been there the whole time.
I may have left before the end, but only because I had to catch the tray home.
Joy.
No, it was pure joy, but it went for 3 hours and a half.
Yeah, it's still.
And I had to carry a sleeping child out of the G onto a train home. And I knew
Ed
Sheeran.
Yeah, I know.
I was just collecting them, going around. I knew from Ed Sheeran that trying to get out, the queues would be huge. And I thought, I can't carry her the whole time. So I
left three songs before the end.
So I missed
Karma.
I got
this advice from Ed Sheeran.
Not advice from Ed Sheeran. I went to Ed Sheeran's concert and found that it was hard to get out of. Okay. There's nothing wrong with leaving just a couple of songs. She did like 150 songs, so leaving three before the end was fine.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
Yeah, it was actually, there was a whole album that I didn't know, and I thought in the middle of it, oh, come on, Tay-Tay, like, we don't need this album. Mm. No one knows this album. I looked around. And every single person knew all the words.
Oh,
that's
no.
how committed the fans were. It was just, and it was seeing, I think seeing joy through your children, like seeing their excitement, it was just beautiful.
And was it a full house?
Why is that? Why are you saying that with a smile? What's that
mean? I just meant, were there many seats spare?
No, none.
Oh. Okay.
Why?
It's because we've been talking about how it's been sold out for about 6 months now on the show.
It was sold out. What are you talking about?
I know.
I don't understand what's
asking
happening.
The question of, like, did she manage to fill the venue?
Oh, you're trying to be funny.
I attempted it. It was an attempted humour.
Anyway, it was a brilliant, amazing night. But we were broadcasting from there. Fifi and I did our show live from the MCG.
Yeah.
And we, in the middle of the show, I got a text message. And it said, hey, Mum, I've had my phone stolen. You need to contact me on this number now.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, no, you don't catch me. I know this little
classic
tricky scam message. And so I ignored it for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then I was speaking to my mum who had brought the girls in by train to meet me in there.
Yeah.
And mum said, Ollie won't be able to get hold of you. And I said, why? And she said, because he's had his phone stolen. I was like, I said, how funny, I did get that message. And she goes, yeah, he sent it to you earlier this afternoon. I said, yeah, I thought it was a scam.
Yes, I would have as well.
And I thought, lucky he was with my mum and my mum could take him to cricket and all the things he had to go to, because I just fresh aired him, completely fresh aired him.
I would have done the same.
Yes. Yeah. And it reminded me of the time where you thought you were being scammed and it was real. Remember that?
Yes. I bought a piece of art from overseas.
And they were
kept
trying to
leaving
deliver
me messages
it.
Telling me I had to pay some fee to get it in the country.
And you're like,
don't fool me. I'm far too smart for that. Anyway, that went back to Portugal three times.
Because it was actually a bit of art.
It was,
they were trying
and I did need to pay an entry fee to get it in.
But I wanted to know on 13, 10, 60, because they're little minor examples. Nothing bad happened in the end. We worked out, I got hold of him through the number he was telling me to message him on, and we got his replacement phone. But when was the scam and real? And it was like something actually quite big that you either missed out on or that you ignored. And it was real, but you thought you were being scammed. Maybe bills that you hadn't paid.
Would you go as far as to say, when wasn't it a scam?
When wasn't it a scam? That flows off the tongue a lot more. When was the scam real, doesn't it?
They're both pretty good.
13, 10, 60. When wasn't it a scam?
Gary and Tommy.
If you would like to come with us to Adelaide Fringe, stick around. We've got tickets to give away a little bit later on.
But right now we're talking about when the scam was real. No, what did you call it?
When wasn't it a scam?
When wasn't it a scam? But you thought it was a scam.
Yes.
Because on Friday when I was at Tay-Tay concert, I got a message saying, hi, Mum. Why are the producers waving at us hysterically? Is everything okay?
I'm just going to recalibrate the callers.
Oh, my God, did you get it wrong?
Can I throw Lizzy under the bus here?
What did you think you were taking calls on?
I said, when's a scam legit?
What?
Legitimately not a scam. And Liz was like, hang on.
Yeah, no, that.
So is it a scam or not? And I said, no, it's when it's not a scam.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, okay. We'll let you go find the calls when it wasn't a scam and I'll continue to tell my story. I have no idea who these calls are going to be. Anyway, I got a message from my son saying, hi, Mum, I've lost my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't contact me on this number. Here's my new number to contact me on. And I thought, nah, tricky. I'm not falling for that.
Nah,
that's
not born today.
That's that scam everyone gets. And when they get it, I think, oh, who would fall for that?
Mm. Yeah.
And then 6 hours later, I realised, no, my son had lost his phone.
Yes.
And he had no way of contacting me because I was ignoring him.
Yeah.
So we wanted to know, and you had the same thing happen. You were waiting for a painting to arrive and you just kept thinking you were being scammed, but the painting got sent back to Portugal three times.
To be fair to you, the message that you got sounded very scammy.
Do we have it?
Trying to get in touch with you. However, we are going to disconnect your internet and landline services in 24 hours.
Wrong one.
That one does sound very scammy.
Oh, that was a scam.
That one was a scam. Gosh, we're confusing ourselves now.
God, our call was confused. We're confused.
Ben, what are you calling about? Ben?
Sorry? Yeah.
Why are you calling, Ben? What do you think you're here to tell us about?
Oh, I won a prize, a major prize, and I thought it was a scam when they were ringing up to tell me that I'd won it, and I ignored the call the first time, and I ignored the call the second time, and my wife ended up answering, and we'd won an all-expenses-paid trip to Melbourne to watch a football game, staying in a motel, airfares, everything from Jamieson's Whiskey. It was a promotion I'd entered, and actually we won it, and I didn't realise it. I just thought, oh, it was a joke sort of thing.
And if your wife hadn't have intervened, you never would have done the trip. Stay. That's true.
Yeah, pretty much.
How was it, Ben? How was the motel?
We stayed at the Hyatt. It was beautiful.
Oh, you called it a motel, a hotel. Yes. We were imagining you were getting a trip to the...
we got picked up. We got taken to the football.
Wow.
We got dinner.
Great,
we
Benny.
Got spending money. The whole thing.
How good. How good. Thank you, Benny. That is great. G'day,
hey,
Oz.
Just to the producers, perfect. That's exactly what we wanted. Well done.
Was that one of yours, Sammy, or one of Oz's?
That was Sammy's. I'll take that. Yeah. Well, Oz is still hanging up on all hers because they were wrong. Yeah.
G'day, Oz.
Hi, this is Oz.
What happened? Sorry. Thanks, Oz. What happened? This is Tommy. What happened?
Yeah. So I've got a... I took my son to the shopping centre. We had some of those, you know, those really funny costume photo booth things.
Yes.
Yeah, so he had some photos taken, and then every few months I get an email or a text message saying, hey, come purchase some photos, get some photos. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is so annoying. So I delete all the emails, whatnot. Come to, like, fast forward a couple of years, my son starts kinder. They have their kinder photos taken in, like, February or March. Yeah. And then by September, I'm like, where are these photos? Like, why haven't we been told to, you know, purchase them, whatnot? And then I asked the kinder, and they're like, oh, they were sent out like a week after the photos. Like, didn't you get the emails? They're from this company. And she said the monkey boat. And I was like, what? That's the photos. That's the emails I've been ignoring. I've just been deleting them all. Couldn't even see my kids' photos till like September.
I know. And then, like, it's such a shame in this day and age that you just can't get any photos of your kids anymore. You know, like, it was the only chance.
That's almost a year. You'd have no, like, no evidence of it at all. Thank you, Oz. Was what that one of yours, John? As well, Sammy?
Yeah.
They're not
right on
wins.
Topic. John.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, John. What's going on?
My wife had a call probably 12, 18 months ago, and the caller said they were from the Australian Tax Office and we owed them money. Mm. So she said, oh, yeah, sure, this is a scam, and hung up. And we got a call about 3 months later from our accountant saying, the ATO's been trying to catch up with you. You've got an outstanding bill.
Yeah.
How much was it, John?
For about $1,200.
But that's all right. Does that mean you just didn't have to pay, you got a few months of leeway?
No, they were putting $250 on excess for not paying. So we explained the situation, and luckily, the ATO have a sense of humour and they took the additional charges off.
Great advice to anyone listening. Just delay your payments and say you thought it was a scam. That's great, John. Thank you very much.
Finally, let's go to Kim. Afternoon, Kim.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well. When was the scam real?
Well, it was actually me ringing, and then they thought I was the scam, so they nearly hung up, but... it was actually me ringing to tell my husband's biological father he had a son that would like to meet him. And, yeah, he almost hung up on me, but, yeah, didn't. And they ended up meeting and whatnot. But,
God,
yeah,
this has taken a real turn.
I'm fascinated.
From kiddie photos to this is your child.
Kim, why was the responsibility, I use that for want of a better word,
on Kim,
on you?
Oh, look, my husband was, like, really anxious about it and, yes, you know, just in case he didn't want to know him or something like that. But, yeah, so
and he didn't
I was
at
like,
first.
Oh, do it. I don't care. Yeah. Yeah, well.
How did you convince him that you were real?
Oh, I don't know. It must have just been pure luck. He just held on for a couple more seconds and I spoke really quickly and got it all out. So,
and
yeah.
Do I dare ask now how their relationship is, Kim?
No.
No, okay, good not to ask. Glad we didn't.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
NIB is as exciting as health insurance gets. Visit nib.com.au to find out more.
Speaking of exciting things, want to know how my morning, my Valentine's Day morning with Travis Barker went?
Ooh.
Could have been Hugh Van Kylenberger, not Travis Barker. Or was it? It's a mystery.
Ooh.
But you can download the listener app, favourite the Carrie and Tommy podcast, have a listen and find out why Travis Barker and Carrie Bickmore made headlines.
Mm. It's all there thanks to NIB.
Hey, oh, I was going to say, can I say what's up next?
Of course you can.
Okay.
It's your show.
If you've ever been, it's half not. Of it. It's not. That's actually not true. 8%? 8%?
Oh, 5 on a good day.
On a good day. Yes. Because up next, if you've ever rented an Airbnb and wondered what they do and can use the cameras for, well.
What cameras?
I'll tell you about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for the drive home.
I'm fascinated by this story you're about to tell.
Because Airbnb, do you ever get worried about cameras in Airbnbs?
I can't remember the last time I stayed in an Airbnb. I'm trying to think when I stayed in an Airbnb.
But so no. It's never something that crosses your mind.
What do you mean cameras?
Well,
like security cameras.
So there is a story here. This is from the States. And a man, he rented an Airbnb. And he let the host know that he was going to have a few people over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the host said, that's fine as long as it doesn't exceed this amount. Anyway, he did exceed the amount.
So it's not allowed to be a party, just
there's
a
no party policy, exactly the wording that was used. Anyway, he did have more people over because she said in her thing, I monitor the security cameras at all times and do a head count of the guests, just so you know.
Oh, so she gives her guests the heads up that she'll be watching on security on how many people enter the door.
Yep. And then there was more.
It's creepy.
There was more than he said. And
well, how would you then go stay there anyway?
And she messaged him straight away and said, please leave immediately. I've had complaints from the neighbours. And he said that is completely untrue. Please vacate immediately. You cannot stay at the house. He didn't.
What did he do?
Stayed till the next day.
Great.
And left. And then put up a bad review saying he was harassed by the host. They did nothing wrong. The host then fined him.
How can I ask any questions? Or how many people exceeding how he set many he said was going to be there?
It wasn't many. It was something like 11 people or something attended his dinner. It wasn't like it was 50 people or whatever. Anyway, then when he refused to pay the fine, the host took a screenshot of the security camera footage of the man with a woman coming into the house who was just one of his guests' dinner, but was a woman who wasn't his wife and the wife wasn't there for the dinner. And sent it
Hold on. Not the guy that rented it, but one of his guests. And it was him with his hand on the back of another woman.
Just with a woman, it doesn't say.
Sure, and she sent it to who?
And she sent it to the wife of the man who rented the house.
How did she know it wasn't his wife?
I don't know. Anyway, but she did that as a blackmail attempt to try and get him to pay up, and now he's suing her. But here's what I want to talk about.
Oh, my God, that's such a fascinating story.
Is everybody that I know has a very different view on what they do in Airbnb places. I have friends who literally go in and check for cameras. Like they think there's going to be hidden cameras in bedrooms, hidden cameras in the lounge room. I have never looked ever. Like I just go in and...
So can Airbnb hosts have security cameras that they tap into while you're staying there to make sure you're not trashing the place or to see what you're doing? Or is that not, are they not allowed? Is that an invasion of privacy?
I would have thought on the inside of the house, surely that's illegal.
But okay on the outside.
Yeah,
so what if you're
like
topless sunbathing in the backyard or something and all of a sudden the person whose
backyard
house it
does seem a bit weird as well.
And that's where your security cameras would be on the perimeters of your house, surely.
Yeah. Well, here's what I wanted to ask on 131060. Airbnb hosts, give us a call. Do you know the laws around this? And you can be anonymous. Do you ever have cameras inside the house? And it might not be for nefarious reasons. It might just be, as you said, so they don't trash it. You might have a liquor cabinet or something that you don't want them touching and you want to check that they don't go in there. Airbnb hosts, give us a call and clear it up for us. Do you or do you not have cameras?
Spy on you.
Yes. And even what Carrie said, if you have cameras around the outside, are you allowed to just have...
Tap in when you want.
Yeah, videos of people sunbaking topless. It's very specific.
Well, just whatever they're doing.
Sure.
Might be skinny dipping in the pool or...
You're being specific again.
Mowing the lawn
with
no pants
on. There you go.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Cutting the grass.
Oh, I've gone over a dog turd again.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
we're going to let you know how you can win tickets to come to Adelaide Fringe with us.
Yes, broadcast live from the Garden of Unearthly Delights, because we are talking about the truth behind Airbnbs. Where do they have cameras? Do they ever have them on the inside? And what can they use them for? We've asked for Airbnb hosts or anyone who has experience.
We said we'd keep you anonymous, and our first caller we are going to keep anonymous. Are you an Airbnb host or you're a guest?
I was a guest.
Okay, and tell us what happened.
Well, we arrived and it was the first time. We stay in lots of Airbnbs, always, the whole family. And the last Airbnb we stayed in, there was cameras out the front.
Yeah.
Of the property. So it just made us feel a little bit like you're constantly being watched coming in and out.
What were you planning on getting up to?
Well, we weren't planning on getting up to anything, and we weren't actually even having anyone extra stay over, but we'd gone down there to go to the beach, so we were at the beach area, and my daughter-in-law had booked it, and we kind of just felt like she had to constantly be letting the owners know, oh, my sister-in-law's arrived with her family, but we're only here for an hour, we're just going to have a bit of lunch.
How annoying.
Yeah, he constantly wanted to know who was coming in and out the place.
Did you complain?
Like, I don't think she did. We've just let it go. The place was clean and all the rest of it. It just, once you start adding cameras, I get that they need to check the cameras when they're probably not living down that way and, you know, they're checking on the place when people aren't around. But when you've got guests there, I don't know, unless they've had a bad experience before, could be why.
Yeah, it just feels like a real invasion of privacy.
It does. I agree. It feels a bit.
What about Taylor?
Ick.
A bit icky.
Hey.
Taylor, are you an Airbnb host?
Yes, I stay in a lot of Airbnbs, but I also run an Airbnb in Moonee Ponds.
Right. Yeah. And you're prepared to talk about this. Cameras inside, outside the house. What have you got going on?
Well, we actually run an apartment in one of the big sky rises in Moonee Ponds. So as with all those apartments, there's cameras in the lobbies, there's cameras in the lifts, there's cameras in the hallway for the security of everybody staying in those apartments. I, it's like staying in a hotel. Those cameras are there for the security of everybody, but inside the actual apartment, legally you are allowed to have a camera in a lounge room.
Huh.
You're not allowed cameras in any private areas like bedrooms and bathrooms.
I would have thought when you're renting a place, though, the lounge room is a private area, because anywhere where people can't see in from the outside should be a private area, right?
It's like the same rules apply to nanny cams.
God, do you ever go in and watch them?
Hang on, sorry, but Taylor, with nanny cams, it's when people are occupying the house, so they know. But when you're coming in as a guest,
the privacy law doesn't change for the reason why a person is in the house.
But do you have to tell them?
I don't have any in my lounge room, just heads up.
Sure.
But legally, I'm not sure if you have to tell them. I know with a nanny cam, you don't.
Really? That doesn't make any sense to me, because then you could just say anything's a nanny cam, but then put it wherever you want.
What do you mean?
Because the difference between a nanny cam and a camera is nothing. One's just
hidden in a teddy or something.
Yeah. But you would just say, well, it was a nanny cam. And you'd say, but why is it hidden then, facing a couch?
Taylor, do you ever, while people are in there, tap into the cameras to watch them?
Never. I totally agree that when someone's paid for the luxury of staying somewhere, that what they do, the other lady talked about how you can find somebody, and that's what you should do. They're innocent till proven guilty, right? So if everything is fine and kosher, or why create issues or headaches for yourself? Let them enjoy. If there's a problem later on, then do something about it.
Good on you, Taylor. What about Bella? Bella, are you an Airbnb host or a guest?
We were a guest in a property in Queensland.
Yeah.
And on the listing, it did state that there were cameras. So that's why these days everyone has cameras on their house on the outside. Well, most people do. But then when we went inside in the lounge room, there was, a camera in the lounge room. So we messaged the host
And we're like, you know, can you just confirm that it's off? I've got young kids. There's a pool. The people, kids will be running in and out naked, you know.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want them videotaped. And she said, look, obviously we don't monitor them, but they are on.
Mm.
Did you put something over them, Bella?
No, the way they're mounted, you couldn't. So, and then we spoke to, my husband was not happy. So we spoke to Airbnb, but they said, look, as long as it's in a communal area, like that lady said, it's okay.
It's so weird.
And they've informed you. So, you know, I did say to the lady, in and on property are two different, like, meanings when it comes to security cameras. So yeah. I just said, look, please give me the benefit of the doubt and just, you know, stick by and don't monitor us because it's very uncomfortable.
It's
absolutely
gross.
Thomas here. Thanks, Bella. Thomas here actually knows the law. What's the law, Thomas?
So in Victoria, if it's a shared house with a guest and the actual one bedroom, you can have it in a communal area where you don't expect privacy. But if you're renting the whole house, you can't have any inside or in the backyard.
Yeah, that feels about right.
Yeah, with the backyard, you can, but you have to have the signage up and alerting anyone that can go in. From the front of a house, you can have any cameras from what's seen as what's reasonable. And the reason we'll test the easiest way is what you can see from the street.
So Thomas, even if they, to let you know, like the call we've just heard Bella, even if they let you know, if you've rented the whole house, but they say, hey, there's a camera in the lounge room, that's not allowed.
That's correct, under Victorian law.
But they can have it in the backyard, so.
Yes, but you have to have the signage up referring to any way, and it has to be in any way you get to the backyard. So if it's going through the house, you have to have it somewhere where someone, let's say they're going through the side of the house, through the side fence, they have to have the sign. But then if they're going through the house, they also have to have it inside the house.
Oh, it's bloody interesting.
Good
Thank
to
you,
know.
Thomas.
It's good to know if you're going to mow the lawns with your pants off. Just look up. They have to have a sign there.
Yes.
If not, go for your life.
Do you reckon, what if you hit a stick?
Or
a dog too.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy are going to go and put on a show at Adelaide Fringe.
Yes, we are live from the garden at Adelaide Fringe.
Proudly presented by the Garden of Unearthly Delights, the heart of Adelaide Fringe.
I'm going to say it here and now. I reckon that's one of the best openers Jazzy Boy, our audio guy, has ever made. He makes a mean opener, and that has really got me excited for Adelaide Fringe.
And the Gardens is one of the most magical places in this country because it absolutely comes to life, and we are sending a whole truckload of people there because we are broadcasting live from there doing our show.
This is your chance to win a ticket for you and three mates. You can get your crew together and see us live from the Garden of Unearthly Delights at the Fringe.
Yep.
Kirsty, are you wanting to come?
Oh, most definitely. Best place to be.
Okay, so the way this works is you've got to give us the cringiest joke you can. Cringe for fringe, okay? And then we're going to pick the cringiest joke and you and your mates get to come.
All right. Well, my dad used to deliver this so well with the gut laugh after, but what noise does a bee make flying backwards?
What noise does a bee make flying backwards, Kirsty?
Zub, zub.
Sub.
I don't get it.
Said a buzz. I like it, Kirsty. Sorry, hang on. Am I meant to like it? Wait.
Honestly, my dad used to tell us about 10 times. We've told all of the children, grandchildren, and he laughed every single time.
I like that it still gave you a little chuckle, though, Kirsty. You know when a joke's been told so many times?
Good memory.
Yes, it becomes funny.
It's also, Kirsty, Zub is just fun to hear.
Yeah,
it's fun to say. Zub. Okay, Kirsty, stay on the line. It could be you. G'day, Fiona.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yes, living the dream. How are you?
I'm good. I'm living the dream also.
Okay. What's
she
that look like?
I feel like Fiona would be well suited to your Mean Girls Club, you two.
Oh my God.
Fiona, are you a nice person?
If the price is right, yes.
She sounds like she's in.
Sounds like one of us. Do you wear boob tubes?
No, I can't. I'm sort of well endowed in that area.
Right.
Isn't that quite genuinely, Fiona, as someone that grew up with no boobs, doesn't it make it easier to wear the boob tube?
Not if you know, you're going to risk a bit of a sort of slip.
A nip slip.
I wasn't sure if I could say that on the radio, but
I'll say it.
Did Carrie just admit to us that she didn't have boob tubes? She only had chest tubes?
I had boob tubes, but they weren't worn the way that they should have.
It's a scarf.
Sometimes I just pulled them down and worn them as a short skirt because they were better suited to that part of my body.
That's genius.
Yeah.
You lacked in, you've really made up for it. Intelligence. That's fantastic, Carrie. I can't think of another item of clothing that doubles as another item of clothing. Fiona, is there another item of clothing that doubles as another item of clothing?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Give us your...
Not off the top of my head.
Socks, no. Anyway, sorry, I'll keep thinking.
Oh, no.
No.
Socks, if you had a big sock, there's a small hat. Fiona.
Socks as gloves?
Socks as gloves is great. Well done, Fiona. Well done. Have you got a joke for us?
Yes, I do. All right, strap yourselves in. You guys ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the difference between a genealogist and a gynecologist?
What is the difference between a genealogist and a gynecologist?
One looks up the family tree, the other looks up the family bush.
That's pretty good.
I mean, the problem with it, Fiona, is I quite liked it. They're meant to be cringy. It was actually quite a good joke.
I thought so too, but I mean, it can be cringy depending on how you interpret it, but I think it's brilliant.
Fiona, I'm very surprised that Carrie actually laughed and didn't go straight in, because usually when this topic is brought up, she just mentions...
Gynecology?
No, you just mentioned nowadays, well, it wouldn't be looking up the family bush nowadays. Yeah. G'day, Bronwyn.
Hello.
Have you got a joke for us, Bron?
Cringy one, a cringy joke, Bron.
Well, I think it's cringy.
Okay.
Why
did the ghost win an award?
Who knows?
Because it was spooktacular.
Sorry. Carrie tried to do a punchline. And I don't know why, when the whole competition is to get listeners involved.
I was just getting involved.
You were just so proud of this.
Are you laughing now at yours or hers?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think I heard
it. Bickers. Are you happy if I go one out, seeing as you didn't even hear the last joke?
You are the joke master. You do the picking.
I just love Zub Zub. Kirsty, you're coming to the fringe.
You beauty, just from my zubbing. Let's zub on.
Zub, 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 zub. If you want to get involved as well and come along to the Garden of Unearthly Delights, just head to carrieandtommy.com.au. Register now. Tell us your jokes. Is that easy?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap with Carrie and Tommy. But don't let the excitement end here. NIB is always looking for new ways to make their health insurance more exciting. NIB. Who knew, right? Learn more at nib.com.au. NIB. As exciting as health insurance gets.